Hey, what's going on, Aziz? How you doing, bro?
Good, I'm good.
The Toyota Center, Aziz?
Where you will be on Friday night.
I'm going to be there. That's right.
That's how big time he is now. That he's is at the Toyota huge. Center. He's selling out the Toyota Center.
Yeah, that's the Toyota dealership in town, right?
No. Aziz,
there's
that?
Only like 40 seats I got to sell, right?
No, they have a billboard of you right next to the Toyota Center. It's a big deal.
Cool, I'm psyched. Last time I was in Houston for my last tour, I had a great time. I was really psyched on the show, so I'm excited to come back.
Are you ever amazed at the way your career has taken off and where you are at this point?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's pretty crazy to me. I don't really stop and like sit down. It usually just kind of keeps coming and things happen, and then at a certain point, it's like, whoa, I'm getting to do these arenas and. You know, I'm doing Madison Square Garden in October, which is really crazy since I, you know, started out in New York doing small, like, new talent nights and open mics. You'd never think you'd get to do Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, it's all pretty crazy. But, you know, I just try to work hard and keep writing good stuff, and hopefully the rest of the stuff falls in place.
I'm curious how your family handles all your success. Are they surprised by it?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're really supportive, and they're all coming out to New York when I do the Garden, and they come out when I've done all the big tours and stuff, and... yeah, they're really proud and excited or whatever, so, yeah.
Yeah, I saw on your Instagram that you took your parents took a picture with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I took them to this music festival in L.A. when they came to visit, and it was Jay-Z's music festival, the Made in America festival, so they were there, and, yeah, so we took that ridiculous photo of my parents and them. It was just pretty awesome.
Now, I was reading from your IMDb bio, your parents are both in the medical profession, right?
Yeah, my dad is a doctor, gastroenterologist, and my mom works at his office.
Now, when you go to him and you say, I want to do comedy, what is their first reaction?
You know, I never sat down and said, like, guys, I'm dropping out of college. I'm going into comedy. Like, I never, like, did that. I was just in college, and I started doing stand-up, and then by the time I graduated, I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to keep doing stand-up instead of doing, like, a business job or whatever. You know, I think at first, you know, any parents are like, what? Like, are you sure? Like, that seems like a crazy thing. But, you know, once you start getting on TV shows and magazines and all those things, it starts to become pretty real. And you know, every parent gets pretty excited or whatever.
Man, AA, let me ask you this, my man.
He has a new name, AA.
Yeah, that's
okay, go with it, man. Run with it, JQ, AA.
Every question I get asked from now on, I'm like, what? I didn't hear that. You got to ask in the proper way.
Hey, man.
Wait, my man, let me ask you something. All right, get the question.
Man, I see you got like over 4 million followers on Twitter and everything. Man, how do you handle all the tenderonis coming at you from left and right?
All the tenderonis.
Aziz, he really talks like that. He's not doing it just because you're on the phone. This is the way he really talks.
Is this Amy Poehler doing her radio character?
It's real life, bro. We wish it was a character.
Real the Polaroid, baby.
You got to explain. So I've heard the phrase tenderonis. What does tenderonis mean? The girls are just like really soft and tender?
Oh, but that too. You know, they look good. They smell good. They fine. They sexy. Got their heads all straight. Some that don't, but they still tenderfied, baby.
You know, I don't really check the Twitter too much. You know, I try to interact with tenderonis more in real life. They're less tender when they're just on the internet. So
yeah,
you can really get a sense of how tender they are.
What's the craziest thing a girl that did to get your attention since you know you blew up?
I think like at a couple of shows, some people have like, you know, some girl brought me, like, a cupcake or something, and I was like, oh, well, I'm definitely not eating that. I don't want to get murdered. That's probably got poison in it.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Well, you have the Buried Alive Netflix, which is in my queue right now. Now, when you did the Netflix special, does that, like, give you more money than actually doing something with Comedy Central? They pay a lot more, Netflix?
Well, I mean, I think you got to do the math there. I did the specials with Comedy Central, and then I moved over to Netflix. I wouldn't do it if I had to take a pay cut.
There it is. And what is that?
You guys are offering less money? Tell me more.
I'm going over there. The finale of this season of Parks and Recreation seemed like the series finale, the way everything was kind of wrapped up. What can we expect this season in Parks and Recreation?
So at the end of the last season, there was a time jump to 3 years ahead. And so this season, it all takes place 3 years in the future. So you kind of see where everyone is 3 years ahead of where they were at the last season. So it's been pretty cool. Like, we started filming, and it's good because, you know, the show's in its seventh season, so you need to do something like that, I think, to kind of keep the show interesting and make it have, like, new storylines and stuff like that. So I think it's been a really good season so far, and I think people will be into it.
Actor, comedian Aziz Ansari, so we're talking to Friday, September 12th. He's at the Toyota Center. You can get tickets, AzizAnsari.com/tour. Aziz, I understand that you're also writing a book about dating.
Yeah, I'm writing a book about kind of modern romance, and it kind of came from, I was writing all this material for this tour, and there's a lot of stuff about dating and relationships and how things have changed so much with technology and everything, and then I thought about the idea of, like, writing a book, and so I'm doing the book, but it's a little bit different. It's not just, like, oh, a book of, like, funny essays or something. Like, I work with all these sociologists and, like, serious academics to, like, really...
Oh, so it's going
to
be, like, a really serious... It's a serious book.
Yeah, it's a serious book, but it's, like, my sense of humor or whatever, but it's got, like, serious, interesting ideas, but it's, you know, it's funny because it's my voice, you know?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you on this Friday, my man.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited to come down there. I think it's going really well, and, yeah, the show's going to be crazy. I've never done, like, an arena show, so I've got to, like, it looks really cool the way we've got the screens and stuff. Like, I think people are going to dig it. It's going to be cool.
Well, you're a funny guy, so I don't see why they would not enjoy the show.
Double A, I know you're a big foodie. You got some favorite spots in Houston?
Where did I go last time? You know, I think last time I came, I didn't really have time because I had a show the next day and a show the day before, so I didn't really have time to eat anywhere because we had to do, like, two shows or something. So, I don't know. Do you have any spots you think I should
check
out?
Aziz, when you come here, I need you to go to Frenchie's.
Frenchie's? What's Frenchie's?
Frenchie's is a chicken place in the Third Ward.
Oh, that sounds legit. I'm in.
Double A, let me tell you, it is legit.
They have biscuits?
Yeah, they got biscuits. Yeah. They got biscuits, cornbread, and you got to make sure you get the lemon cake and the strawberry soda water.
Oh, all right. That sounds great. It sounds like, if you see me on stage and I'm like hobbling and I fall down and have a heart attack.
We know where you were at. Hey, man, congratulations to you, man. Thanks so much, Aziz.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.